The next patient is Keith Shaw. The last name is S-H-A-W. Keith, K-E-I-T-H. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that has a history of renal cell carcinoma, history of carcinoma of the urinary bladder that has compromised the ureter. 80-year-old white male that has a history of bladder carcinoma that has compromised the ureter, period. The patient had a nephrectomy, ureterectomy, cystectomy, and the placement of an ileal conduit. That was performed at the Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T Cancer Center. The patient has been followed at that institution, and lately the questioning of whether or not he had a relapse of the tumor in the ureter was entertained, and for that reason, catheterization of the conduit was done, and urine obtained from the compromised ureter was sent for cytology and has been reported negative. Period. The patient is going to have a follow-up this coming week. Meanwhile, we know that this patient has a background of arterial hypertension, hyperuricemia, overweight. He remains to have a creatinine of 1.7, a BUN that is 22, an estimated GFR 38 mL per minute. The urine is negative for protein. Period. The Moffitt Cancer Center is recommending to get established with a urologist in this area, and for that reason we are going to refer the patient to Dr. Arciola. A-R-C-I-O-L-A, period. Dr. Arciola was his original urologist many years ago, period. Number two, the patient remains with CKD stage 3B, A1. Following number, arterial hypertension, the patient says that he has been extremely dizzy, weak, doesn't have any stamina, and he gets especially dizzy in the morning after he takes the carvedilol. He doesn't like the carvedilol. He's sensitive to the administration of amlodipine, he is allergic to sulfa, and whether or not he's taking the diuretic is unknown. Since I have to listen to the patient, and he says that he's extremely dizzy after the morning administration of carvedilol, we are going to suggest to stop the carvedilol in the morning and take clonidine 0.1 milligrams instead. monitor the blood pressure and let us know. The blood pressure log that the patient brought to the office is satisfactory. 135 over 82, 137 over 77, and 134 over 58. We are going to give the patient an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we are advising him to keep a log of the blood pressure, and if he gets out of control, he's supposed to get in touch with us. I invested reviewing the lab and the chart and the Moffitt Cancer Center notes 15 minutes, in the documentation, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.